Hello and welcome to the podcast. Connor joined by Mike and also a special guest today. So really excited about that. We're coming to you from, again, the Masters Academy International Symposium. It's a one-day conference up at Grace Baptist Church in Santa Clarita. And we're joined today by Newton Chilangulo. I'm going to let Mike give more of an introduction in a second, but Newton, a good friend of ours serving, pastoring in Malawi, training pastors there, and here with a small team from Malawi and from Kappa. So we'll see where the conversation goes today. But Mike, can I just pass it to you to give a little bit more introduction, and then we'll just get into a conversation here with Newton?
Absolutely. I love Newton. Newton's one of my favorites. You're not supposed to have like favorites, right? You're supposed to just love Jesus the most, love your wife and kids, love the church. But Newton is one of my favorites. I almost every week we WhatsApp message each other and just share life stuff, even at from a distance. But it's because we spend enough time in person. And I know we're all friends with Newton. But I kind of feel like I have a special friendship with Newton. So, you know, anyway, but Newton, here's, because some of our listeners do not know you, and maybe they went back and they're going to go listen to other times you've been on the podcast. Mm-hmm. Why don't you just quickly tell them things we already know, but tell them where you grew up, who is your wife, who are your kids, and the church you serve.
Okay. Yes. First and foremost, I'm a disciple of Jesus Christ, husband to Vanessa, and a father to four children. I was born in Malawi, but I grew up in South Africa, and now I have gone back to Malawi, where I am privileged to serve as the pastor of Reformation Bible Church, but also I'm involved in training pastors with Central African Preaching Academy, a school that is under TMAI.
Yes. And I love, did you catch how he said, a Reformation Bible Church? I love how he trills the R. Did you?
I caught it, yeah.
Every time he says it, I love it. I love it. Hey, do you remember the time we were there a couple years ago? Connor and I were there. We were having dinner, and we helped Anthony name his church.
Yes, that's right. I still
Providence
remember
Bible
Providence
Church.
Providence Bible Church, yes.
In Mzuzu,
correct.
Yes.
Yeah. I was just thinking about that a few days ago.
We were around that big round table.
That Providence Bible Church.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
With the monkeys in the trees.
And I believe I had the swad fish, or what is it called, swad?
Chambo.
Chambo.
Yeah, chambo
but
fish.
But it's from Lake Malawi.
Lake Malawi.
Yes, yeah.
That's a really good fish.
Really good fish.
Yes.
Really good fish.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, so let's talk about what's going on at Reformation Bible Church. Tell us some things about your elders. Tell us about the congregation. Tell us whatever you want about, like, what's going on at Reformation.
So at Reformation, we are in a sort of, I don't know if I should call it a transition, but 5 months we planted out Emmanuel and Penny. Now we planted Trinity Bible Church, so it was a bittersweet moment for us to see another church plant, but also letting go of some people that we loved dearly. And so it was just a good opportunity for our church to let go of other people so we can be more missions-minded rather than just being, you know, self-focused. So that has been exciting. And we are still overseeing the work because Emmanuel needs a plurality of elders before we can win them off, let go of that. So at the moment, it's still myself, Emmanuel. Then we have got three other men that we're really excited about. There is Temwani, who is on the elder team. We have another guy that has been there for quite a while. Maybe you guys may remember him, Peter.
Mm-hmm. Peter, yes, came yes, with yes. Peter.
Yeah, yeah, we know Peter. Yeah.
And then we also have a fine young man, Felix. So five of us. And Felix, actually, Lord willing, will be moving to TMS.
Okay. That's the one. That's the one you're
talking
about.
That's the one, yes. Yeah, I'm really excited about that possibility. See how the Lord leads. But so pretty much that's what's happening with RBC. But the church is still going on, going strong. And we're beginning to see some new faces coming.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so, yeah.
It's good. And so you planted this church across town.
Mm-hmm.
And you have plans to do this again and again.
That's right. That's our desire, correct.
Yes. Praise God for that. I got a name for your next one.
word for you to...
Mercy Bible Church.
Okay.
Mercy. Because everyone says grace, right? Grace Bible Church.
Yes, yes, yes.
You got Reformation. What was the latest one?
Providence.
Providence. But the other one?
Trinity.
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 Mercy. Mm-hmm. Mercy Bible Church. I've never heard of a Mercy Bible Church before.
Huh?
The Mercy of Jesus.
The Mercy of Jesus.
I also have not heard of
Let's talk about
MBC.
It. Well, we should do it. I think we should. I think
Mercy Bible Church.
We'll help. We'll help you.
Okay.
All right. So now, why don't we talk a little bit about CAPA, okay? Central Africa Preaching Academy.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you're one of the instructors there,
yes.
One of the professors.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about, like, I know that it's gone through some transitions and some, even some struggles in the past to get up on its feet.
Mm-hmm.
But over the last 2 years, the Lord has really opened things up for you guys. Tell us more about that. Tell us about what's going on now, but also the plans for the future.
Yeah, so now we are seeing like more men are coming to us for our training. So that has been encouraging. Most of our pool actually come from the charismatic and Pentecostal churches. Mm-hmm. So that is where we're getting most of the people. I guess those are most of the Christians in Malawi. So
uh-huh.
Yeah, so that is where we're getting. What has been exciting is that people come to CAPA. And we have sort of a 180-degree shift theologically.
Yeah.
And it is just because many of them have not been trained to do proper hermeneutics.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to take them through just the art and science of interpreting the Bible. So whenever we see people able just to submit themselves to the scriptures, that has been very, very encouraging to see. But at the same time also, even when you take some men through that, there's still some resistance. And mm-hmm. some of the challenge is that even though some men will come to CAPA, they still remain in their denominations.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. because their livelihoods is tied to the denominations, they end up just sticking with the status quo, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that can be a bit of a discouragement and a disappointment. And moving forward, we want to see ourselves being able to train more men. Mm-hmm. But personally, I get more excited when we are training more men from yes. our churches.
Yes.
Our churches, I think, should be the place that we are training men, because we all need to have biblically literate churches.
Yeah.
So that when we are growing the school, people in our churches as well, they're able to be able to, theologically astute. And I think that's what's going to cause our churches to be healthy. We mm-hmm. need healthy churches. So, yeah, and we are trusting the Lord that perhaps in this coming year, we may be able to get full registration. So this mm-hmm. enables us to be able to advertise the school, because at the moment, we're just doing informal training.
Okay.
But once we get full registration, we can then open it up and then be able to maybe increase our intake so yes. that we can be able to reach out to more men.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to delve into one thing you've said, and it's something that I saw when I was in Africa as well. And I even saw it in Zambia when I was teaching at KABU at the mm-hmm. Central Africa Baptist University,
mm-hmm.
where men will come to training and not agree with the training.
Yes.
And they will come to training where, you know, the African continent has been infected by the twisting of scripture.
Yes.
And where, you know, in America, we are also infected by the twisting of scripture, but the people that don't agree with us will not come to our seminaries, will not come to our conferences and our seminars. And so we will usually see that someone will have that 180 theologically and then come over to Grace Church, or they will have that 180 theologically and go to the master's seminary.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But you're saying, and I hope our listeners caught it, that they're coming to your trainings, they're coming to your teachings, and the change is happening while they're there, and sometimes mm-hmm. they push against it.
Yes.
So talk to us about that. Like, why is it that they're coming do they even know what they're going to get? Do you think that they are thinking, well, it's just going to be Bible teaching, but they don't know? Or do they know your stance, but they just are so hungry? Or maybe there's such a dearth of, there's a lack of training opportunities. What is it?
Yeah, several factors, but most of them will tell us that we know if we do go to CARPA, they'll be able to give us the right tools. They'll be able to teach us the Bible. They'll be able to equip us. But I think the resistance comes in two ways. First, as already mentioned about found out these guys, they are depending on the denominations to support themselves, to sustain their families. But the other factor is, I believe, real change, long-lasting change, doesn't just happen at a seminary, but at a church. Yes. So they come to the seminary, maybe it's just, let's say, a few days in a week, but most of the time they're in the church. So whatever they're learning at the seminary, it's not what is being taught in the church. Mm-hmm. So I do believe real change happens in the church. So that's, I think, where there sometimes is a disconnect. Okay. So I wish I had means to be able to come alongside men that are beginning to change, beginning to shift theologically, and maybe encouraging them to have the courage either to go plant or go to healthier churches. But many times there's always, limitations with resources. Mm-hmm. So I think that's one of the challenges that we do have. So I think if there was a way of coming alongside, especially those that are really sincere, that are really genuine. Because I do believe there's many, many guys that have made that 180-degree turn, but they're staying in churches and going against their conscience. They end up even making compromises just to maintain their status cool.
That's a tricky situation.
Can I jump in with a question? Do you ever hope that in time God may turn some of those denominations entirely? How do you see that situation? Do you see more guys in those churches staying and having a change in the denomination? Or is it still like it's a lot to a little?
I think the challenge with the denominations is somebody said, turning a huge ship is a bit of
slow.
A challenge.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, unless maybe we're able to influence the leaders of the denomination. But if it's just the pastors, it's kind of difficult to be able to shift the denominations if you're only changing the pastors at the local church level. But if we are maybe able to reach out to the leaders of the denominations, because when it is coming from the top, some places you see some of that, but where we are at, we haven't been able to reach out to the top. Mm. But maybe that is something, you can be praying with us. Mm. But I do believe at a church, local church level, so what happens is that I need to add some denominations, they really don't pay attention to what is happening at local church level. So you might find that the pastor has come to us. He's implementing some changes at the local church level. But of course, it may come with a lot of challenges, a lot of resistance. So I do believe sometimes the best thing to do is maybe to just go and maybe plant somewhere. Mm-hmm. But
that's where the livelihood component becomes a key factor.
Yeah, because what usually happens is that sometimes guys will go back to their church and they're thinking they're going to be the Martin Luthers, they think they're going to bring reformation.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes what that does is that either you are going to be frustrated or going to be divisive.
Yeah.
So I believe the best is just to encourage guys to plant churches. But again, that always has its own implications.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right, good stuff. We're going to bring it in for a close a bit, but I want to ask you about your studies at the Master's Seminary. You've been in some doctoral studies. Mm-hmm. You're in the writing phase right now. What are you writing about? What's really exciting you about that? All of that.
Yeah, it's one of the great privileges I've had. Actually, I am done with the DMIN program. I have submitted my dissertation. I was hoping to defend my dissertation, but I haven't heard from my advisor. I think he's been busy. But I'm writing on the Beatitudes.
Wonderful.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize you were already done.
Yes.
You're already done, but maybe while you're here, you'll be defending your dissertation.
Lord willing, if I hear from my advisor, but I think he has been quite busy, so he has not responded to me yet.
Well, let me know, because we have some connections there. We might need to get him to, get something scheduled this week.
If I can, that'll be wonderful. I think it'll be better for me to defend it in person.
Yes.
Than on Zoom.
Uh-huh. Always. So, right. Well, good. Well, we're excited about it, and we love you dearly. Thank you so much. Connor, do you have one last question?
I just was gonna maybe go back to your family. Any exciting updates from Vanessa or from your kids? What's going on? Can you give us like any little snapshots of your life?
Yeah, man, the family is doing well. My wife has been having some difficulties last few months with our health. So that has been a bit of a challenge, but she's responding well to medication. She just has lying health challenges. So the last few months, she has been having some difficulties. But in addition to that, the kids are growing. They are being their naughty self, keeping us sanctified. But overall, they've just been a delight. I just love just to get back home and just to be with them. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it's hard to be here, but at the same time, you have to do what you have to do. But I miss them and looking forward to seeing them when I return on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Remember when we had the seminar, we had stewarding your socials?
Uh-huh.
And remember, we disappointed some people.
We did,
but but all the parents were rejoicing.
Okay,
that's right. Hold the line. Don't give those cell phones.
One of the people we disappointed was Newton's daughter.
I know.
I think so.
And I remember your son was driving, and he would drive in. You let him drive for like in the driveway there.
Yes.
Yeah. So I wonder how the chickens are doing. How's the chickens?
Chickens are fine, but we had a misfortune. Somebody came in at night while we were sleeping, and he blessed himself with some of our chickens.
Oh no!
So, but there's just a lot of challenges in the country in general because of some of the economic crisis. So, because of that, there's been a lot of break-ins.
Okay.
Yeah. So somebody came and took some of our chickens, but
I guess they needed those chickens more than you, huh?
Probably.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know what? Maybe you'll have a chicken story one day where someone gets saved. Someone, has their life transformed because they got caught and then they repented. Bring back those chickens. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Well, hey, thank you so much for joining us today. As always, we appreciate Reformation Bible Church, appreciate you and your team, as well as just the partnership we get to have in ministry. I know you and I are going to have some ministry partnership on Friday night at a TMAI dinner as well, featuring Malawi. So I'm looking forward to that as well. But thanks. And as always, we'll catch you next time. Next time you're in town, we'll get you on here again.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, great. Appreciate Newton, thanks so much. Thanks for joining us on the podcast. I know it's an encouragement for everybody listening to hear from you. So thank you, listeners. We love you. And if we know you at Grace Church of Orange, we're praying for you. Maybe someone even in Malawi will hear this. So until next time, God bless you and have a great rest of your day.